Good evening. Welcome to the Stephen Knight Show. Hope you're having a great Monday. We're going to try to make it better for you tonight. Tonight we have a show full of hot topics. We're talking about everything everyone's talking about. So Dave Chappelle, you know, he just released his new Netflix special called The Closer. And he's getting a lot of backlash because they say that he's offending members of the transgender community. And people are asking for the show to be taken down. Then there's this ongoing debate. Is 2021 Drake bigger than Michael Jackson during his prime? Michael Jackson's son weighs in on the subject, and you'd be curious to hear what he has to say. Then there's a new TikTok challenge, which is called Slap a Teacher. The kids are supposed to slap their teacher and post to TikTok. And of course, schools and teachers on high alert due to this new trend. Then finally, there's a couple who they're suing Geico for $1 million because they had unprotected sex in the man's car, his 2014 Hyundai Genesis. They had sex in there, and the woman contacted an STD. And so now she's suing Geico because the car was covered under their insurance, under his insurance. So they're curious to see how that plays out. Well, listen, we're mind to roll over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course our official website, thestephenknightshow.com. You can also go on our YouTube channel, The Stephen Knight Show. If you'd rather watch it, you can watch us there. We have a guest co-host tonight, Nina, joined us since Nair is out. And so she'll join us in our conversation. Well, we'll come back. Question of the day and hot topics right back after this.
I'll take seas. I ain't trying to get a piece of ass, don't bother me. Can't you see I'm trying to get fucked up? I'ma do what I gotta do, and then I'm solo on the cut. Yeah, I ain't come down here to take you on. Buy you a drink, you can get your own. I'm here for me, so please step back. No deer, no week for autographs. Don't make me go off and fuck up my night. That's what you get for thinking that I was a nice guy. I'll take one on the fucking rocks. Pour me the one from my bottle. Only the good shit, that's the sauce. Just wanna chill, don't wanna talk. I'll take one on the fucking rocks.
my baby, yeah, yeah, baby, yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's up, y'all? We're Rough Ends.
And you're rocking with the Stephen Knight Show right here. Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we have a very special co-host who's been is a friend of our show, Ms. Nia. She's back. Welcome back. Nia. Hi. Welcome back. Okay. Yeah, she's there. She's there.
I freeze again. See, this is what happens when you trust the internet.
No, you're good. You're good. But listen, if you want to mind roll over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.com, where you can pick up your merch, you know, learn more about our team. Also go subscribe and like, you know, subscribe and comment on YouTube, The Stephen Knight Show. We are nominated for ATL's Hottest Entertainment Award. You can go to our website, thestephenknightshow.com, to vote for us. We definitely appreciate you. And again, we're just thinking about those that are impacted by breast cancer. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we are really thinking about those battling that and those that we've lost. So make sure you're doing what you can to stay on top of all that so that you can be a survivor like the means that we have. All right, so how's everybody doing? Y'all doing good?
It's Monday.
Right, it's Monday. Definitely is Monday. Well, listen, our question of the day is, can money buy happiness? Nina, I'll ask you first.
No.
No.
I mean, that's the short answer. But
right.
I think money can buy you the things that create temporary happiness, because mm-hmm. happiness is very fleeting. But y'all old church folks, what they say, this joy that I have, that's what mm-hmm. grandma used to say. There's a difference between joy and happiness. I feel like
that's
joy
for
is
sure true. That's true.
Happiness is man-made.
Yeah.
So,
Linnea, what are your
money
thoughts?
Can get you the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, the Linnea? Stuff.
I mean, it definitely can't buy you happiness, but it damn sure put a smile on my face.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely can't buy you happiness. Like, you know, we have seen, you know, people who are in that 1%, you know, whether they're a millionaire or a billionaire, have taken their own lives, and they have more money than they can count. Mm-hmm. And they decided to check up out of here, and they had the money.
Right.
So, you know, it definitely doesn't buy you happiness. And sometimes those people are the loneliest people mm-hmm. in the world, and they have all the money. They can do whatever. They can buy friends.
Yeah.
The loneliest people. So being negative.
Yeah. Chike, what are your thoughts?
So I always say money can buy you happiness adjacent. It can buy you happiness, but it can buy you, you know, the corner house across the street diagonally from happiness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It was funny, guys, reading the comments on Facebook. Someone said, well, it won't make me sad. We're talking about money. But
like Biggie said, more money, more problems.
Yeah.
A lot more comes along with having money.
Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, I think people who've never had money, maybe they'll get that more temporary happiness. If you didn't have money, then you come into money. But mm-hmm. think about people who, like Linnea said, who have money, and it just didn't fulfill them. And, you know, we see people that win the lottery who commit suicide, you know, with all that pressure and all that access. So I don't think it can make you temporarily happy, but I don't think it can buy you happiness. But tweet us at home. Let us know. What are your thoughts? Stephen Knight Show, SA Show. All right. So Dave Chappelle. So we all know he likes to push the buttons. And he recently released his latest Netflix special called The Closer. And a lot of people have called from him for Netflix to drop it, because they feel like that he you know, offends the transgender community. And this also includes the National Black Justice Coalition. And apparently there's a transgender showrunner and executive producer of Dear White People who is, you know, calling for this as well. Well, apparently, recently Dave Chappelle had a stand-up performance out, you know, sold out show, and at the Hollywood Bowl, and he did not hold back on his feelings about the backlash. He said, "If this is what being canceled is like, I love it. F Twitter, F NBC News, F ABC News, all the stupid ass networks. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you. This is real life." Now, apparently there was notable celebrities in the audience, such as Brad Pitt, Stevie Wonder, Snoop Dogg, Nas, Lizzo, and Tiffany Haddish, Sterling K. Brown, and Donnell Rawlins, who all, you know, gave standing ovations as he made these comments. Stevie Wonder went on to say that what we need to cancel is hate. What we need to cancel is fear, because we have to have love, and we should never cancel that. I want us to cancel the idea of feeling that we don't want anyone to laugh, because if we don't laugh, we cry. And I don't believe that's what that was God's intention ever. So, Chike, I watched a special today. Did you watch it? And what are your thoughts on people wanting this special to be canceled?
I have not watched it as of yet. But me personally, I have my own feelings about all of this censorship, especially when it comes to art. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle is a comedian. What I personally love about comedians is that they say the things that we think, but we will not dare say. And that's why they're successful. That's why they're funny. Because mm-hmm. deep inside, we agree with some of the things that they say. We may not say some of the things out loud because we're not that outlandish. That's not our personality, some of us. It's not about our personalities. But when it comes to the art, if they continue to censor what we've always known as being a successful art form, they're going to change it forever and it will never be the same.
Mm-hmm. Lanita, I saw that you made some comments on Instagram. What are your thoughts on all this?
I am a Dave Chappelle fan. And the one thing that Dave does during his comedy is he puts it in such a way that it's supposed to make you think. And I don't know what the outlash is for. I really don't. Like Chike said, at this particular juncture, you want to cancel everything. Like that, especially with comedians. And I think it was Damon Wayans who said that he don't even want to do comedy no more.
A lot of them don't. Yeah.
Because he can't say what he wants. You know, he can't perform the way that he wants to. Comedians give a platform. They have a platform, and their platform is they turn that pain into laughter, whether it's from personal experiences or things around them and others who have experienced things. They turn it into laughter. And to mention that Daphne, the trans woman that Dave Chappelle mm-hmm. barred on a show, became friends with her. So mm-hmm. and her family spoke out about that. And, you know, it's just like, you're not allowing artists to do what they do best. And this is, especially comedians, this is what they do. They talk about everybody. They don't just focus on one particular culture or whatever. They talk about everybody. And that's what makes them great, is because they're able to talk about everybody in a relatable manner on stage, where if I'm as an audience member, I'm cracking up because, like Chike said, you said something that I know I thought. Mm-hmm. I may not have said it out loud, but I damn sure thought about it. And it's just becoming so, who said something about cancel culture? Mm-hmm. Because this is just getting ridiculous. Like, you know, next thing, the biggest thing now that I'm starting to see, like now they, you know, they're like, I think it was something about Pepe Le Pew and calling him a sexual assault predator and all that stuff. And like, y'all take away childhoods. Mm-hmm. I ain't never thought about Pepe Le Pew as no sexual predator.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just different stuff, and I'm over it. I'm tired of it. So I stand with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. And, you know, Nina, a lot of transgender people have come out in support of Dave Chappelle following this special. I watched it today, and I think he was doing a play on people saying that he was transphobic when she knows he's not. So he was kind of playing with them because the bigger story was that he's not, and that we're all
their point.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this backlash? And Netflix has come out and said they're not going to cancel the special. They're not going to take it off their platform. What are your thoughts, Nina?
Look at God's work first. first of all, thank you, Netflix, for having some sense and a backbone. Mm-hmm. I'm the person that says what people are thinking. So in defense of Dave, see, we on Steven's show. I can't use all of my colorful language as if I would be on my own platform. But my thoughts are, I agree with Chike and Lania. You have to stop censoring art and stop being so offended by every single thing somebody says. Mm-hmm. I have friends that are part of the LGBTQ community. I have family. I have close associates. One of us on this platform might be of that community. We just might not want to say to everybody, hey, here's my flag. I wave it high. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to attack somebody for expressing their art form the way that they do. Because I just think, this is me personally, we come from a generation where we watched the tail end of, who was that crazy man's name?
Trump.
Richard Pryor.
Oh, Richard Pryor, yeah.
Eddie Murphy's, Red Fox, mm-hmm. all these comedians that would flat out tell all of these people, they don't care, they didn't discriminate about any community. Nope. You're going to get it too. And I'm going to tell mm-hmm. you exactly what I think and what I feel. We have enough struggles in this world. Like mm-hmm. Stevie Wonder said, we can't censor happiness. This is just pure joy and laughter. Nobody is aiming for you. I honestly think that when people become sensitive about things like this, there's an internal struggle that they have that they need to resolve within themselves mm-hmm. that makes them mm-hmm. feel so offended by those words. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's an internal issue that's going on that right. makes them feel like, it's always an assault on me or my kind. Mm-hmm. It's always an attack on me or my kind. People have been making jokes about Black folks through TV, film, radio, music, all types of parodies. It just has to stop somewhere. And the Pepe Le Pew thing, if they don't leave Pepe Le Pew alone, Pepe Le Pew just wants some love. That's all.
Yeah.
Pepe just Thank trying you. To find a boo. Leave him alone and let him go to
the grave. And can I just add, please, that Pepe Le Pew is Black, okay? If they're going to start censoring cartoon character, Elmer Fudd is a murderer.
he's like Christopher Columbus.
Uh-huh, yep.
We're not going to get on Indigenous People Day. It's Indigenous People Day.
Right.
It's the day that he stole something that didn't belong to him.
That he got lost. He got lost coming here. He didn't find
right.
it. He got lost.
Right.
That's just like when modeling agents say that they discovered a model.
Right.
I was already here. You're not here. You didn't find me. I already existed. You didn't discover something and poke a flag at me and say, now I've arrived. No, right. I already existed. You just came and capitalized off.
Exactly.
My existence, Christopher.
Exactly.
She said Christopher.
Well, you know, the fact that I was watching the special, I was looking at the audience and there are so many diverse people at his shows and they're all cracking up laughing. You know what I mean? And he doesn't just go after one group, like you said, Lania. He goes after different groups and they're all cracking up.
He talked about Detroit. Like he always talks shit about-
That's why he did
the
show there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he was like, I had to come to Detroit because I don't talk so bad about Detroit. Right. So I had to come back here. Yeah. Like, whatever. They give me a headache, champ.
Yeah. Well, listen, Drake. So Drake, you know, he's done his thing over the last decade. And a lot of people say he's one of the greatest entertainers of our decade. Now, recently, you know, he received Billboard's Artist of the Decade Award and made history with his latest album, Certified Love Boy, with 9 of 10 songs on the album debuting in the top 10 on Billboard's Hot 100 charts. A lot of people are saying that Drake has surpassed Michael Jackson. He has surpassed Michael Jackson in with the most top hits in the same album, which Michael's was Thriller. But since there have been a lot of comparisons about, is 2021 Drake bigger than Michael Jackson at his peak? Well, his son, Michael Jackson's son, Prince, he was asked about it by 2Fab. I guess a publication. He said, I mean, everybody has their own definition of great and all respect to Drake and everything he does. But what my father and my family accomplished in the time they did is very unlikely to ever be matched again. And a lot of people on Twitter had this same debate back and forth. And most people said that, you know, overwhelmingly that Michael is the GOAT. They said Michael had people passing out on shows just because he came on stage and took off his sunglasses. He said, we just can't be that bored. LOL. Ninth Wonders, this is the Ninth Wonders Twitter account, wrote, there's no comparison to Michael Jackson. We will never see that again. Everyone was in the house, bruh, when Thriller was on. In the house. I mean, stop everything you're doing and run in the house. Now, Drake has not commented on this at all. I'll ask you, Nina, what do you think about this comparison, Michael to Drake?
First of all, the last thing that ever made anybody run in a house and made us all abandon the streets was the pandemic, and that was forced.
Right, that's so true. That's true.
That's number one. So if a human being, not a deadly virus, can make us all go in the house and sit down, that's one.
Yeah.
Two, like you said, the comparison of people passing out. I used to watch old Michael Jackson. I'm a big Michael fan. I used to see people literally convulsing like they were having seizures if he reached his hand into the crowd and his sweat dripped on their fingertips. Yep. And they're like losing their sanity. Mm-hmm. Drake ain't making nobody have a seizure. Drake is not making anybody seize in the middle of an audience.
No.
So stop it. And then on top of that, yes, I could diddy bop to Drake. But guess what? In 15 years, when I'm getting my old people's money, probably not 15, give me about 35 years. When I'm cashing my checks and looking at my direct deposit for my old people's money, I will not, on a cold night drinking my wine, be listening to Drake. Right. I will be listening to Michael Jackson.
Very true.
I love Drake, but it is not timeless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Jacksons made timeless music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how old you are. Michael Jackson died, my son was 3. That was the first time he heard it in rotation heavily in my house. My son, who is now 15, is now a diehard Michael Jackson fan because of that day.
Mm.
He fell in love with Michael's music and still listens to it over some of the stuff that the kids listen to now.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no 3-year-old now, years later, still listening to something that they heard then now and cherishing it and valuing it as classic music.
Yeah, that's true.
Drake fine, beard gang all day. Raise your hand, yes, I'm here. Beard gang all day, he's fine as hell. But, and I don't even do, chocolate is my flavor of the month. Day, year, decade, week, no offense. But Drake can get a pass with that beard. Fine as hell, but I will not give him the round of applause or the trophy.
Michael, yeah.
Surpassing Michael.
No, I agree. Chicken, what are your thoughts on all this?
Michael Jackson was ubiquitous. Jake has not touched on that at all. Michael had the ability to be everywhere all at once. Wherever you went, there was Michael Jackson. Drake doesn't have that ability. He hasn't had that ability. Even at the top of the top selling thing that he ever did, was he ever ubiquitous? You go to the mall, you see Michael Jackson. You go to the corner store, you see Michael Jackson. You get in your car, there's Michael Jackson. TV, there's Michael Jackson. He was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's around the world everywhere, not just everywhere that you went in this country. He was around the world. Drake can't touch that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Lanier?
There's absolutely, positively no comparison. I am a diehard Michael Jackson fan. My boyfriend will tell you, you better not ever say nothing bad about Michael Jackson. I swear for God, I will kill somebody about Michael Jackson because I love me some Michael. First of all, this ain't even no comparison. Let's clarify that. There's no comparison. They're not even on the same playing field, the same level, the same stratosphere, atmosphere. Listen, okay? Drake ain't even up there for me. And I mean, he cool. And like Nina said, I'll do a little bop. But I ain't dropping my panties for Drake. But I bet you I'll drop them for Mike, though. That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
Degrassi can have that. And I'm gonna keep it funky with you, Dre. No shade. But he look corny to me. Just a little bit. I have
to slightly disagree. On a good day when he got a tan with that beard, I might consider.
Nah, I don't see it. Like I gotta wanna eat the booty, and I don't wanna eat the booty.
Oh my God.
Oh
my God.
I shall never.
I would eat Michael Jackson whole soul chair.
For Michael. I'm not doing that.
Oh, you know, I would do it for Michael. I would eat his whole soul chair.
Y'all crazy.
Okay. I wanna add this. There's only one person that's in pop culture today that is maybe glimpsing on the hem of Michael Jackson, and that would be Beyonce.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that. You know why I can see that? That's a good point, Chike. I can see that for the, my top reason for that would be her work ethic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Her work ethic is
awesome. But where did she get it from? She'll tell you out of her own mouth. Where did she get it from?
I've never seen something where I never had gone to a Beehive concert before. It was like maybe 6 years ago. I went to I think they had it on the Parkway, Ben Franklin Parkway in Philly. And I went with my ex-husband. And we weren't too far from the stage. And I think I remember posting on Instagram, I get it now, Beehive. Like, I'm mesmerized. I haven't been that way since I saw Michael Jackson in Philadelphia in 1995 in the rain with my family with trash bags over our heads because we wasn't leaving.
Yeah.
That's the last time I was that mesmerized.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I get it, Beehive. I absolutely get it. So the number one reason for that comparison would be work ethic. And the way that she seamlessly commands the stage, it just looks like art in motion. It's like she don't miss a beat ever. Mm. And that was Michael. So she hanging on to him. What they say? The hem of the garment, she hanging right there. She holding. Yeah. She's trying to climb up it. I don't know if she's going to get to the top and rest the elbow on the shoulder, but she right there.
She close.
Right. Well, keep doing y'all's thing, all y'all. Well, Michael, rest in peace. But, you know, rest up. We're making great music that we can have these conversations about. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Find out about a new TikTok challenge that has schools and teachers on high alert. Right back after this.
She said, hello, may I help you please? I told her something must be wrong with my phone, 'cause my baby wouldn't hang up on me. Oh, Mr. Telephone Man, there's something going on with my line again, because I'm trying to call my girlfriend, but she's not answering. I don't really know what is the hold up, but I know she's not out with another nigga. She's not answering. She's not answering. She let the phone ring 20 times before she answered. Well, let me tell you what happened then. A minute later, I got the operator saying, please hang up and place your call again, baby. It's the telephone man. Something going on with my line again, because I'm trying to call my girlfriend, but she's not answering. I don't really know what is the hold up, but I know she's not out with another nigga. She's not answering. She's not answering. So she
strange man is on the telephone. He keeps telling me my baby ain't home. She ain't got no party line. The situation blowing my mind. Oh, I just can't take this anymore. Mr. Telephone Man, there's something going on with my line again. Because I'm trying to call my girlfriend, but she's not answering. What is the hold up? But I know she's not out with another nigga. She's not answering. She's not answering.
Slowly over time, skipping. Hey guys, this is Kimmy from Love and Marriage Huntsville, and I'm here on the Steve and Knight Show.
Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. I want to remind you again, we're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, our official website is stephenknightshow.com. Go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. We definitely appreciate you. All right, there's a new TikTok challenge that, you know, there's always a challenge going on. We see it all the time, but this one has schools and teachers on high alert. It's called Slap a Teacher Challenge. Now, it's supposed to come out and start in November, but apparently there's already been some cases of it happening, I believe in North Carolina and another school in Missouri, where they slapped an elementary teacher that was in South Carolina in the back of the head. And then the other one, they slapped it. You're supposed to slap the teacher and then post it on TikTok. TikTok says that would be in violation of their policy. And if they ever saw anything like that, they would have, you know, aggressively take it down. But again, we're seeing these things happen. So what can happen to a student if they do this, they can be suspended, they should be expelled for up to a year from school. But it's just crazy. I'm just thinking about it. They can be expelled from school, but these students are starting to do these trends for the popularity. Linnea, I mean, what is going on with these kids?
You know, the internet is a gift and a curse. And the internet has given people the ability to do the dumbest sugar honey iced tea in search of attention. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that TikTok is saying they'll aggressively, you know, shut it down. The only thing that they've been doing aggressively is blocking Black content creators.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that they've been doing aggressively.
That part.
So I don't believe TikTok. I'm not even on TikTok, so I could give two craps about it. But, you know, as we move along, the only way that these things can go viral is once it goes up, is up. Because then everybody and their mama share it. So you aggressively going after it means what? Once it's posted and it's shared thousands and billions of times, that means absolutely nothing. How about you stop blocking Black content creators? Thank you. This has been my TED Talk.
Chike, what are your thoughts on this? Slap my
I know one teacher. Her name is Devon Rangia Evans. You can try her you want to.
Oh, Lord.
You can try her if you want to, TikTok.
That means we're going to need bail money.
Oh, and you also, and you know the teacher is not allowed to retaliate.
Like, oh, physically. They can try Ms. Evans.
They can try Ms. Evans if they want to. Not
I'm here to tell you, and I'm sure that some of these TikTokers already know. Some of your teachers is with the ish. Some of your teachers is with it. So you can try it if you want to. They'll catch a case for you. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Trust me, they will. Go to school, get your education, stop playing into all these fads. Maybe you come up with a new dance routine to put on your TikTok. But this isn't it. Leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah. Nina, what are your thoughts?
Sorry, I was sitting here trying to gather my thoughts.
Right.
I got kids.
Yeah.
And I wish one of my, I don't even wish it, because I'm going to go meet my mama who is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all going down in a blaze of glory. I'm going to whoop your ass. If I catch you attempting to concoct a scheme to slap an adult for a challenge, I challenge you to challenge, if I will, murder you, and then go down to the blaze of glory, because you ain't going to arrest me. You're not. Nobody's getting away with this. And then these kids, like Linnea said, it's an adventure for attention. It's like, please pay me some attention. Please validate me in this way. Please make me feel important. Please make my existence matter. Your existence matter because you came out of the womb of your mama and she could have died while bringing life to you. Your existence is far beyond somebody's TikTok Only TikTok you need to worry about is the sound of the goddamn clock above your teacher's head when you get your ass out of their class at the end of the period. That's the only TikTok sound you need to be worried about. Not worrying about whether you're going to smack somebody to get some attention. I couldn't be a teacher. God knew, my merciful Allah, my creator, knew not to put the burden of teacher on me. Because if I was one of these teachers, I would be in school with a belt on my shoulder, buckled so nicely so that when I whip it off and I beat your kid, I'm gonna wait for you outside on the set. I'm gonna wait for you on the pickup line. It's that little line I got kids. I sit in the line, I sit in the pickup line. You wait for the parent to come around. I'm gonna stand there and I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna put a sign on my chest. I'm waiting for you, Miss Johnson. Your son hit me today. I'm waiting with the belt. They need to stop it. And TikTok,
like when he said,
TikTok drives me insane. I almost threw my kids' phones out the window one day because they were in the car, and they make the sounds of their phones together. I call it tinker, tinker, binker, binker, because that's all I hear when they both are on these phones at the same time watching simultaneous TikTok videos. And they drove me nuts one day so bad that I turned radio down. I was like, if I hear one more TikTok video, I'm gonna throw both your phones out the window. They were like, it's like a drug.
Yeah, it is. It's And let's go on this story. So tell me who was wrong here. All right. So there was this photographer who he was hired to to shoot this wedding. And he ended up deleting all of the pictures in front of the groom at the wedding because they refused to feed him. Now, the backstory is he was actually not a photographer. He is a dog groomer, but he always is taking pictures of the dogs and posting them on his social media. So one of his friends told him, you should consider being a wedding photographer. And so he was like, yeah, make some extra money. So he agreed to do this wedding from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. for $250. Now, this is in India, apparently. And so around 5 o'clock, the food is being served. And he was told he couldn't stop eating. I mean, he couldn't stop working to eat. And they didn't save him a spot at the table or anything. And he said it was really hot in there. So he asked the groom, can I take a 20-minute break and so I can cool off and eat? And he said, no, you need to do your job. And he said, you can do that or you can leave with no pay. So the photographer deleted all the pictures right then on the spot. Now they said that friends and family have been asking, where are these pictures at from the wedding? We want to see them. But obviously there's nothing to show. Do you think, I'll ask you first, Nina, do you think that he was wrong for that? Or do you think the couple was wrong for not feeding him? Now we all know that plates are expensive, all that. So what do you think?
First of all, he gets the crown for King Petty. The crown for King Petty goes to this photographer.
Mm-hmm.
He is King Petty for that.
Yeah.
However, that's somebody's day that they cannot repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we got to take the higher road. Now, what he could have done, he could have kept the pictures and held them until they paid him. That way he still can get his money. I think about your coins at the end of the day. Bruh, you ain't got no pictures now. So what work did you perform? You don't have proof of your work. So even if there was some sort of litigation, you now have no proof of the work or the service that you performed. So how are you going to now try to collect funds because you don't even have evidence of your work? The couple was wrong as well. I think there should have been a way somehow to work in him being able to at least eat something or say, hey, we packed you a plate or something that you can have once you're done. Here's a bottle of water. It's really hot. It's a give and a take because, first of all, wedding photographers cost thousands of dollars, $1,000 at minimum for somebody on the lower scale. And for that amount of hours, that's at least a $2,000 job.
And all he was getting paid was $250.
So he was underpaid, overworked, starved. This is not a sweatshop. Get that man some damn water. And make him a plate and make them feel good. If you want your pictures, like they went, their petty went too far. So he said, I'm Emperor Petty and I'm going to trump you one and I'm going to delete everything. Now you better remember it in your dreams because you're not getting nothing out of me. So they both were wrong. He should have kept his bargaining chip. That's my opinion. He should have kept his bargaining chip so he could at least, because now he's right hungry. You a dog walker, feeder, whatever you are, you don't get paid a lot of money and they can't even buy no groceries. Y'all, I'm mad, the couple mad, they ain't got no pictures, you ain't got no food, everybody lose.
Linnea, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's a case for Judge Judy.
Right.
And at this particular juncture, first of all, we say you get what you pay for. You pay $250, and of him, for him to work from 11 to 7:30 and y'all not fee him. So both parties are wrong. And yeah, so he can go back to taking pictures of dogs who ain't nobody ever gonna put him for a wedding again. And they can live on in their memories of not having pictures of their wedding. And everybody is just upset.
Chica.
I'm gonna say everybody's wrong.
Send out an email and say, if anybody took pictures at the wedding, please forward this email address.
Right.
I'm going to say that everybody's wrong, simply because it doesn't sound like that there was a contract. And if you're going to do some type of business, you should have a contract. And if there was a contract, everybody's still wrong again, because why would you hire someone and not feed them? I don't care how many plates, like, it's only decent that most people at weddings that are working get a plate. That's just how it goes. And at least anything that I've been to, the people get a plate because they just get a plate. Yeah, everybody's wrong. Mm-hmm. Bad business all the way around. Yeah. 360.
Yeah. Our last story, we're going to make it quick, but Linnea sent me this on Friday and we were cracking up about it. So there's a Missouri woman. She's asking for $1 million from Geico after she participated in some adult activity and contracted an STD from a man in the backseat of his car, which was covered by his insurance provider. Now, the Daily Mail reports that Geico has since filed a countersuit in a federal court accusing the man and woman who have chosen to remain anonymous during the court proceedings of colluding in order to come up with a massive payday. Now, the insurance company is now challenging the pair's court-given right to stay anonymous in order to proceed with the case. The woman, who is only referred to as MO in court documents, filed a liability suit against the popular agency after having unprotected sex with a man labeled MB in the backseat of his 2014 Hyundai Genesis back in 2017. As a result, the woman claims that she tested positive for HPV. The car is covered by the insurance policy in the man's name. At that point, the woman, without Geico's knowledge, entered the legal talks with the guy and reached an agreement in state court where they would receive $5.2 million. And that's that she could collect, if at all, only from Geico. The woman has since pursued the claim coverage Geico for the tune of $1 million, which was disputed, and now she's threatening to sue for damages related to the 2018 diagnosis. The case has since escalated to federal matters. Now, the couple admits that they did not use protection when engaged in the intercourse, which occurred across state lines in eastern Kansas. But the woman feels that Geico owes her compensation due to the fact that the car was insured by the man's name. But Geico has asked the case to be dismissed, citing that the man's car is insured for things that happen outside the vehicle, not inside the vehicle. The judge is yet to make a ruling on this case. The reason why they want to be anonymous, what they say, is because the embarrassment could cause their kids and other family members, or even they could lose their job if this were to come out. I told Linnea, I think, I guarantee, if not both of them, one of them are married to other people. So, Linnea, I'll let you take this one since you sent me this story. What are your thoughts on this?
Girl, bye. Get out of here. What's wrong with you? This shouldn't even be a case. And I'm mad that any and everybody can file a damn lawsuit for just frivolous stuff. Listen, listen, chick. Listen. You went across state lines to have hanky panky in the back of a 2014 Genesis with most likely somebody else's husband. And you just so happened to catch something in the process of you going across state lines and leaving your children to go have hanky panky in the back of a 2014 Genesis, and you catch something and you want to file a lawsuit. I hope Geico find out who them people is and they can't remain anonymous so all the whole world knows, because this is ridiculous.
Chicken, what are your thoughts on this? Do they have a case?
Listen, I want to know what lawyer that got their law degree from Sears Online advised her to go do this.
Right.
First of all, that was a choice she made, and it is true. Insurance coverage is for things that happen outside of the vehicle, not inside the vehicle. You made a choice, lady. You made a bad choice. Now you want Geico to pay for your mistake. I think you get what you deserve. And I hope Geico takes you to the cleaners. You know you will never be able to get insurance again when they find out what your name is. Like, your name is trash in the insurance world.
Nina, your thoughts?
I was just taking notes because I was like, I was just trying to count how many pieces of bullshit there are in the story. I just wanted to write them all down one by one. So you got HPV. Because you did the nasty in the back of a Genesis.
Right.
I want to make sure that I'm wrapping this up correctly. Yeah, HPV, because you did the nasty in the back of a Genesis across state lines. First of all, who has sex in a Genesis? That is my first question. I know it's probably not the right first question I should ask, but I'm a little superficial at times. Just that. Not giving nobody nothing. You can't even touch my shoulder in a Genesis. I'm petty. You're not even gonna breathe on me in a Genesis. Sorry, fellas, if you drive a Genesis, you don't have a chance. And I'm not even that superficial, because I actually want the new Kia Telluride, and I plan on being frisky with my significant other.
You can make good cars now, though.
Listen, I plan on being frisky in my new Telluride with my significant other. I'm just biased. I don't want to give you none of no Genesis. Second of all, sue somebody? You want to sue? You should sue the person that gave it to you.
Right.
Not Geico.
She did. She sued him.
He put your life in danger because he was not aware of his status as it relates to sexually transmitted diseases. I do think they colluded. They colluded. Their lives collided. They was bored. They wanted to go play in the back of the woods in a car. And now they like, well, let's sue. You gave me some. I can't even imagine that conversation. Yo, you gave me something, and I don't appreciate this. Well, guess what? It was in the car, so maybe we should sue.
Go on and sue me. Go on and sue me then.
Right. Lord have mercy. Well, listen. That's our time, y'all.
Now, Nina, thank you so much. Keep your legs closed, just like the case should be closed.
Right, exactly. Nina, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We definitely appreciate you. Chike, I will see you in movie reviews next segment. Lania, have a great week, and we'll be right back after this.
Bye, y'all.
You play me like a fool. the right and the left one. Now you're sitting at home, you really let a good thing go. I thought it would last, but it seems you're a thing of the past. Oh, you keep calling my phone, can't you see I'm not home?
Not home.
Just put up to the crowd.
Now somebody's on your side of the bear track, and I didn't wanna have to take it there, but you play too much, so I guess it's in the game. EA. And what am I supposed to say? I know you did me dirty, but we can make it work. I know you didn't mean to hurt me. I know we got our problems and need to go away your worries. Let's just sit and talk about it over McDee's McFlurry. One thing's for hot damn certain, this plays a rap. You can go and close them curtains, and this is a mess. Starting with yourself first, I am dropping bad habits, starting with the very worst. Now it's on to the next one. African American, Puerto Rican, Swedish, French lover, or a German. I'm really determined. All kinds of moves. Ever since we've been done, I've had so much to do.
Girl, I want you on.
this one thing that's got me tempest tossed. But I don't want this to be another love that's lost. Because I can't sleep at night, and thoughts keep running through my mind. I don't know the reason why. So I'll hide my tears inside, so you won't see me cry. Don't have a reason. I don't have a reason.
To the Stephen Knight Show. Adam, how's it going?
It's going great, Stephen. How are you guys?
Good. How's it? How's the weather in DC?
You know, we're in the 60s today, high 60s. So, you know, it's getting a little chilly, but not that bad yet.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you all take it away with movie reviews.
Sure thing. So I finally got to see the movie I've been trying to talk about for the past few weeks. And actually it's 2 years in the making, but the latest James Bond movie, No Time to Die. And James Bond is back. Daniel Craig is back in it. And what he says is his final role as James Bond. And in this movie, and I don't want to get into too many details because of course it can spoil a lot, but it's a James Bond movie, right? James Bond is back. There's a new villain. There's a lot of ties to actually the previous movies. And one thing I'll say about this James Bond is it's not like the mostly standalone movies of our previous James Bonds. This one, I'll say you go in and you have to kind of know who the characters were in the previous movies. The beginning of this one, I didn't even know who he was with, who was apparently Inspector, the last movie. But this movie is still a fun little ride. You know, you're going to get your action. You're going to get your adventure. You're going to get kind of that old school James Bond. You know, he does the quips. He does the little cheesy moments. I think when we started Casino Royale, the first Daniel Craig James Bond, it was really be the Bourne identity, but with James Bond. So everything was serious and a little more tighter on the action. This is, again, kind of your fun James Bond, a lot of callbacks, a lot of references. A lot of the James Bond fans, I think, will like it. It is 2 hours and 40 minutes long, which, you know, in my opinion, is way too long for most movies. But I did feel like, besides a few points, it did flow well. And, you know, it keeps you going. So highly recommend. This is the movie that, again, was supposed to be released in 2019, got pushed back a few times, was supposed to be released right before the pandemic. And they held off until this moment. And it's a movie you want to see in a theater for sure.
Cool. Do we know what the box office did?
Yeah, so the box office, they did about 56 million. So lower than the expectations. I think they were targeting 100 million. This movie was interesting because it's been released in Europe for a few weeks now. And the way they're timing this release is kind of weird, that the US market, who usually gets it first, is getting it kind of in the middle of the schedule. But yeah, we'll see what happens with it. I think, again, 2 hours and 40 minutes also means you get less screen time in the theaters. So as opposed to a movie like Venom, which was only 90 minutes long, that they can show more showings. This one has kind of that short, that weirder schedule. But we'll see. I mean, again, this is the final Daniel Craig James Bond, as far as we know. So I think people will at least eventually kind of shuffle into the theater.
Okay. So I saw three films. The first is entitled The Manor, which is streaming on Amazon Prime, which stars Barbara Hershey, Bruce Davidson, and Jill Larson. This movie follows a woman who is admitted into a nursing home, an historic nursing home. And throughout her time there, she begins to notice or suspect that there are some supernatural happenings. Much to her, to the chagrin of her family, who doesn't believe her. And the people that run the manor or the nursing home are basically pushing it off as if she has dementia. And this movie it surprised me how good it was. It has a couple twists. I'm a Barbara Hershey fan. If you remember the movie Beaches with Bette Midler, Barbara Hershey was the other woman in Beaches. And Barbara Hershey starred in this movie quite some time ago called The Entity. And The Entity was basically about a supernatural being that basically had its way with her in her home. And so Barbara Hershey's always been a fan of mine because she has a propensity to pick movies that are a little macabre. And so I knew that her being in this movie, it was going to be good just simply because she was in it. And she did not disappoint. Like I said, the movie has some twists and turns. Definitely check it out. And it would definitely make you think about getting older a little differently and having to go into a retirement home. Definitely check that out. I recommend it streaming on Amazon now. And the second film I saw is streaming on Amazon as well. It's called Black as Night. And it stars Asia Cooper, Fabrizio Guido, Mason Beecham, and Keith David. Everyone knows Keith David from what's the show on OWN? Greenleaf. So he's the dad. And he has a surprise role in this film. So basically, young teenage girl is in the hood in New Orleans, and she basically has to battle vampires. Very, very good show, good movie.
I saw that up there. I started to watch it.
Check it out. It's interesting. And I'm taking in all these horror movies because it is October. It's Halloween time. It's my favorite time. I love horror films. So I'm going to be absorbing a lot of them this month in the name of Halloween. And the last film, which is a documentary, it's on Showtime, it's called Buried. It basically follows Ellen Franklin, who, this is a real story, Ellen Franklin, who as an adult remembers that she witnessed her father commit murder, you know, when she was a young girl. And those memories came to her late in life, you know, she was an adult. And she now has to reckon with what she remembers, and her husband decide to bring it to the authorities. And the person that her father allegedly murdered was her best friend as a child. So as they dig and they probe and they go to court and they start dissecting, they get a psychologist and they start talking to her, they figure out all these different family dynamics that lead to possibly why she would possibly frame her father or lie about her father, if it's a lie or isn't it a lie. You have to watch the documentary and check it out. It's pretty interesting, and this is a real story. And you know, I'm not even gonna hold you, I'm watching it, and the whole time I'm like, what, are you kidding me? Seriously? It's deep. Check it out. It's on Showtime now, called Buried. Nice. That's all I have.
Well, I watched two series last week. I watched Squid Game, because everyone's talking about. And at first I couldn't get into it, but then I, like, maybe episode 3 or 4, I was like, oh, okay, now I get
it. Well, don't spoil it, because I want to watch that.
I'm not.
Apparently, that's like the top show.
But I will say, and you know, the guy, he originally wrote that, the screenplay for that, or screenwriter for that, back in 2009, but kept getting turned down. And so it's number one in 90 countries. But so they were saying, don't ever give up. But I went to this restaurant on Friday. It was a Korean steakhouse kind of place. And our waiter, he was Korean, and he said that he asked if I had seen the show. And he said that for Halloween, some of the team, they're dressing up as the, if you watch it, you know, there's people that are executing the games. And then there's some people dressed up as the players. But it was good. It was good. But I think the good thing about shows like that, where they have diverse casts or different ethnicities, it shows that if it's a good story, I don't care who's playing the roles, there is an audience for them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why I was glad for the success of that.
And the thing about Squid Game, I haven't watched it complete. I've started it, but I haven't, you know, gotten deep into it. Already it's becoming a cult classic. It's mm-hmm. not, it hasn't been out a year and yep. it's becoming a cult classic mm-hmm. already. So
yeah. I also watched something on Netflix. My best friend told me to watch it, Made. And
I heard about that.
Yes, it's a limited series. It was, at first I was like, same thing, but it is really, really, really good. Like I watched that like in 2 days. It was really, really good. And it's based about this young mother. She breaks up from her boyfriend. I don't know if it's her boyfriend or her husband or whatever, but they have a young daughter, and she breaks up with him because he has an alcohol problem. And when he gets out, you know, becomes impaired, he becomes not necessarily violent where he's hitting her, but he's like throwing things against the wall, throwing things at her, punching walls out, stuff like that. And she don't want her daughter to grow up around there. So it shows how she struggles, really struggles. Like she becomes a maid cleaning toilets for, like, she joins this company, they hire her, and it's like people that are moving, she sells their homes. You know, she cleans the homes that's for sale. But I don't know her name. You know what, Chica, the woman that she played on Dreamgirls beside Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce. Anika
Noni Rose.
She's in there. Now, her storyline is that she is a very wealthy attorney. And so she ends up being, the maid ends up cleaning her home. And so, not to give too much, she started cleaning her home, and you know, while she's cleaning home, she sees, oh, you have a nursery. And she says, well, no, we don't have any kids. We're just staging it because we're trying to sell the home. The backstory is she's going through a divorce with her husband. And they actually had just recently, via a surrogate, the woman's pregnant. But now she's divorced by herself, like the surrogate's pregnant. They're going through the divorce, and now she has to raise this child that she didn't know she wants anymore because she doesn't feel connected to it because she didn't conceive it.
And so, you know, that Sherry Shepherd story, right?
Yep. And so the maid is helping her with that. But there's so many different layers to it. But it is good. It is really good. So check that out. Check that out. And of course, 911 comes on tonight. The morning show. Adam, remember, 4 was last week, 5 is this week.
Yeah, that's how the numbering works. Yeah.
And so, but those are really good shows, so check them out.
6 is next week.
Right, 6 is after that. Anything coming down the pipeline?
So a couple things. So, you know, this is the first going to the movie theater. It was probably the first movie theater I've been to in a while. And, you know, trailers and two big ones. So House of Gucci looks really good. And it's kind of the story in the 90s of apparently the head of the Gucci family and brand was killed by his ex-wife when she hired a hitman. And so this kind of tells a story about that. Adam Driver, Lady Gaga star in it. And then Last Night in Soho, which is an Edgar Wright movie. And it's about this girl who lives goes to London, and she dreams. And when she goes to sleep, I think from the trailer, she becomes this famous or dancer and singer in the 60s. And so she's living this kind of like dual life. And then she learns that the singer was murdered, and she knows who murdered this person. And now she's going to confront this person and try to solve the mystery, you know, 40 years later. So good trailers, looks fun. Both look very exciting and are coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Halloween.
They said every year that man would come attack this woman. Every year. She can't catch a break.
It's Halloween. It's Halloween.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram. They said every year is one thing guaranteed. Mike Myers coming after. Well, listen, guys, thank you for always letting us know what to spend our time and money on and what not to. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next Monday. Thanks, we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Write a whole song about how I hate you, about how you played me and led me to believe that you want me, but you just not ready. So I'll wait around for your ass. Yeah, I'm crazy. But truth is, I love you and I don't know why. It's probably the way you look me in my eyes. And you such a Pisces, yeah, you put me on. And you put me in my place when I'm too much. I need that. Just one time in my life, don't need no yes man. This one nigga in my life, he's fucking honest. I love him cause he's everything I wanted. I need that. I need that. Baby, I'm forgiving you. Can we move on? Can we try this? Cause I don't know what I'm gonna do without you. Maybe I can talk about the lack of communication. How often you make me feel unappreciated. How I could've been out tonight hanging with my girls. But I'm with your ass all night cause that's what I prefer. But truth is, I love you and now I know why. It's the way your hands fit perfectly in mine. And you such a Pisces, yeah, you put me on. And you put me in my place when I'm too much. I need that. Just one time in my life, don't need no yes man. This one nigga in my life, he's fucking honest. I love him cause he's everything I wanted. need that. I need that. Baby, I'm forgiving you. Can we move on? Can we try this? 'Cause I don't know what I'm gonna do without you. I need that. I need that. Baby, I'm forgiving you. Can we move on? Can we try this? 'Cause I don't know what I'm gonna do without you.
All right, all right. This is R. Prophet, formerly of the Grammy-nominated group Nappy Roots. My new book is the number one bestseller on Amazon, Ryan Prophet from Grams to Grammys. Check it out. And you're watching The Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to The Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to highlight our Black-owned business. Tonight we're highlighting Sublime Donuts. Now, founder Kamal Grant, he says, treat yourself to yummy treat with Sublime Donuts at the North Druid Hills or Georgia Tech locations are here in Atlanta, Georgia. Delicious flavors include Orange Dream Star, White Chocolate Pear Fritter, Deep Dark Chocolate, and more. They also have ice cream and donut burgers. Check them out, check them out. Listen, I wanna thank Nina for joining us tonight for our Hot Topics panel. Hope you all have a great week. We'll see you again next Monday. Good night.
Everything's gonna be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty young thing. I'ma ask her to